Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Derek Nasty Suttermeyer, and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What is happening, Nasty?
What's up, Rigorelia?
You all right?
Yeah, man, you?
You recovered? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm recovered.
Yeah?
I had a long weekend.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You're dehydrated there,
right?
A
little bit. A little bit dehydrated, yeah.
What the hell happened?
I was overserved, if you want to know the truth.
It happens.
Overserved. I said no, and they just did no. Didn't work coming. That way. So, but we made it to the championship game Sunday.
We did.
Big W for Natty Ice. Joey Rivera, the Hedgehog.
Yeah, a little tribute.
A little tribute to Hedge. We should put an ice bag by because this young man hurt himself pretty bad, actually. Bad growing tear.
Oh, no. Tough way to go down.
Checked out. Sudsy had to help him, literally, like, help him to get to the hospital the other night.
No way.
That
bad, eh?
So, yeah, he couldn't even walk the next day.
Oh, that's tough.
Off a big save.
Yeah, it was a big save. Big save.
He said, I'm not a butterfly goalie. Well, you were there because he was down. But, yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
You had a good game. You look like Chris Simon out there, though. Your hair is covering your nameplate.
Yeah,
getting
man.
Getting long, dude.
Letting her buck.
Well, I see it, but we're going to.
You're going to try and trim it up, aren't you?
A little trimsy for you.
No, man. We're letting this thing go.
Yeah.
It's another 2 years.
That's the longest I've ever seen it.
Yeah, man. What the hell is the point of cutting it?
True. Good point.
Yeah, man. So, big win.
Yeah.
Not so much in Flyerland.
No. Tough night last night. Just got feel for the guys.
I mean,
honestly, like it. Watching that, it just breakdowns. You know, I think mentally maybe out of it a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You got some young guys in there that don't have a whole lot of experience, and the mindset. Obviously, the last 15, 10, 5 games down the stretch, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough when you're out of a playoff spot, and but yeah, it was ugly. There were some breakdowns, to say the least. Coverage issues, just mismanagement of situations, getting caught outside the dots or close to. It was a rough one. There was a hit in the game we wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of people have different perspective on these types of hits with Wilson engaging in a hit on Cam Atkinson. What were your thoughts on it?
Well, I didn't play the game, as we know, but you did, so you have a better perspective. But I hate when guys, like, and I know what Cam was doing. He's trying to cut back, make a play. He saw him coming, so he's trying to cut it back, which you understand, but he makes himself vulnerable. And, Wilson's coming in to engage on a hit. It's hard, you know this, going as fast as you can, coming at a guy. It would have been a clean hit, but he turned, so he hits him. Like, you don't want to – hopefully Cam's okay, but – I hate when guys turn like that, but, I'm not blaming Cam either, but it's tough for a guy to stop coming in for a hit like that when a guy turns really quick on him. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you fully. I understand skill guys cut back, and they're trying to be deceptive.
Yeah.
But you got Tom Wilson coming at you in a straight line.
He's gonna
There's
hit.
Nowhere to go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere to go there. And unfortunately, Cam gets his foot kind of jammed up in the ice.
That too.
Turns awkward and doesn't fully complete the cutback.
Yeah, he's probably fine if he doesn't.
Yeah, but I still think, like, you know, Wilson's fully engaged at that point. Yeah. There's no way you can turn as a guy that's coming full speed and try and engage in a hit. So it's one of those things, you know, coaching youth hockey and stuff like that, it's always one of those things you want to coach to not turn your back, turn away, and put yourself in an even more vulnerable situation.
Especially that close to the boards.
You're better off just going up against the boards, absorbing the hit. Yeah. I understand he's trying to funnel the puck down.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, potential turnover, but those are touchy plays. You're putting yourself in a bad spot a lot of the times, especially with a guy that's a known hitter and a big physical guy. Like, overall game was a bunch of fluff and got outshot by a country mile and outcompeted. Just didn't even look like the same league, honestly.
No, it didn't. Last night, you know, I don't know if it's guys are tired. You know, like, who knows? Nobody's making excuses, including them. But it was not a pretty game. When you got 9 to 10 left, you know, you try to finish as strong as possible, especially with the young kids. Bobby Brink got his first game last night.
Going you got an apple
national championship. Yeah, got an apple, and congrats to him. Harry Bricker, 2,500 games.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Professional hockey.
Congrats, Bricks.
Congratulate Brickyard.
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games, man. He started in Hershey when he was 18.
That's crazy.
Full time. So, yep.
Wow. Props to you, Brickyard.
Oh, Brickyard.
Oh, yeah. And then moving on, some sad news in the hockey world. Former Philadelphia Phantom.
Yep.
And I don't think he played any games with the Flyers, but
he did not.
Played for Anaheim Ducks mainly, I think, and mainly in the American Hockey League, the IHL back in the day, Garrett Burnett.
Yeah, Bernie.
Rest in peace, brother. I never actually had the chance to meet him outside of potentially almost getting killed by the guy in Minnesota Wilds training camp. Got in a little skirmish with him, and I was still not, you know, physically large enough to tackle a guy that size, and I still hadn't adopted the role of being a fighter yet. But we got into a little skirmish, and I looked at the guy, and he looked like he was a WWE wrestler. And he was going to squeeze my throat and hurt me really badly.
He actually does look like a wrestler, doesn't he?
But that was my personal experience. I've heard a lot of stories about him. We talked about him a few times about eating Flexol and some crazy shit.
Bernie was just one of those guys, nicest guy doing anything for you. You know, tough, was willing to fight every night. Like, I remember with the Phantoms when he would, you know, it was the year we won the cup the first time, 97, 98, and he came in and we had a really good team. So he was in and out of the lineup. But I remember he had a couple games where he fought three times in a game. I mean, he was willing to go with anyone and, you know, he ended up making it to Anaheim.
Yeah.
You know, I know no one ever probably gave him a shot with that. And he ended up playing a full year there. So he was a great guy. And he ate Flexol, which I know we've talked about, which I just don't even understand that. And then we had Cat had that stuff we called the Cat Jizz, which was hotter than Flexol. Guys could barely put it on their bodies, and he dipped his power bar in it and ate it. We're just like, what is that doing to your insides?
Yeah.
Man? Like, that cannot be good. He'd do it every game. Every game. But he seemed to like the taste of it. But
I guess so.
Really nice guy, man. Battled for his teammates, you know, just a good dude.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, definitely. And cause of death still hasn't been released, but it don't matter. You know,
too young.
Yeah, exactly. 46 years old. Rest in peace, brother. Yeah. And you know, wish all the family the condolences and the love in the world. Yeah. And moving on to more positive side of things with our boy Lou Nolan.
Lou.
50
man
years,
unbelievable, and he's the best too.
He is the best.
I love Lou.
Yeah,
he's gonna be joining us here.
Yeah, he was supposed to be here with us today. Yep. Unfortunately, had to push it back. I think 2 weeks, so we'll have him on in a couple weeks to talk about the big day for him. But yeah, what an awesome guy.
Got to go the other night. They did a good job presenting with some things, and it was just awesome. He's such a good guy. Elvis used to stand beside him at the door to give the guys high five and everything. He was just always so good to Elvis. He's good to everyone. Just a really good man. And God, 50 years, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, South Philly guy, isn't he? Just the young guy that just loved the Flyers, and somehow
it's a great picture of him in the locker room where the picture's actually of Frank Lewis, the old equipment manager, and he's walking. They're coming back from MSG. Like, obviously, in the 70s, and young Lou, has got his glasses on like mine, and eating a sandwich, and Frank Frank has a one key. Like, one to the key. Locker, yeah, you know, now there's, like, yeah, 20 10, keys. Yeah. Frank had, like, one key on his belt loop. It's kind of funny. Yeah. But, yeah, Lou's the man. Awesome guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I spent some time with him in the penalty box.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
for a few years. Yeah. But, yeah, always such a good person to me and just good energy and smiling and keeping things light. So
I thought it was cool the other night. Anthony Stolarz was back with Anaheim and got the win, unfortunately, for the Flyers, but good for Stoli to get to come back here and get a win. It did start out great for him. I think the first two shots went in the net. But anyway, after the game, he went over and congratulated Lou, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, super classy. You know? I saw that. And then last week we did the Q&A and we got carried away in one of the questions. It was two parts and we actually forgot to answer the one.
Okay.
And I'll bring it back up here for you. And it was actually directed to you because you work with both of these guys. McLaren or Bylois, if they go five times, what's the outcome?
Man.
It's a tough one.
I don't know. I saw Woody, we called him Woody and Stone Cold, Steve McLaren. I saw Scott Parker absolutely crush his nose into powder. He didn't go down and then went on to win the fight. Frankie, I just saw absolutely mangle people for, 3 years. They both just throw, so I don't even know which way to go. It would probably be five knockouts. I don't know which. That's just such a tough question. Frankie's fights were a lot quicker than, like, Mac's one of those guys. That usually, though, if he connected to, he would knock guys out.
Yeah, he was explosive,
too. But he would have a little bit of longer fights more than Frankie would, because usually Frankie's first five, one of them hit the guy and it was over.
Yeah.
So that's a really tough question. I'd hate to say one or the other because I don't want one of them coming after me. Either.
Well, I'm gonna make a speculation.
Okay.
Frankie gets three. Stone Cold gets two. 3-2. I mean,
I
think it'd go either way too. But
do you imagine they were on the same? They were on the team.
Yeah,
at the same
time? Scary.
For a little bit, not for long, but.
But either way, having those guys floating around warm ups, it'd be a hard time to get a pregame nap and knowing those guys are floating around. And then cruising around the NHL, got some milestones for a few guys.
Yeah.
Johnny Hockey reaching 100 points last night.
What a player. Local guy. Awesome.
Amazing feat.
Jeez.
And what a skilled guy.
He's so good, man. He's so good.
Yeah, what a passer. What a vision. And you talk about being deceitful on the ice and elusive. This guy don't get hit. This guy
Like
finds a way to avoid all kinds of confrontation somehow.
And I remember the first time we played against him when he had been in Calgary, his rookie year, and he was just dangling. Someone was like, someone run him over. And I don't remember who it was, but someone was like, good luck.
Exactly.
Everybody kind of laughed, but you're right, he's so elusive. He's literally my size. He's my size, and the guy, what he does is amazing, and it's nice. He's a hometown guy, and could be in the black and orange.
Yeah, I know that would be nice. Yeah, I feel like that would be the guy if you're gonna try and replace G Ansem. That's the guy. And we were talking offline a little bit about the difference between like ultra elite players in the category and the point production versus at some point very elite players. But G's point a game guy.
Yes.
These guys are 2 points a game.
It's amazing.
Just under,
Yeah.
I mean, McDavid's got 108 points and he's got 9 more games to go.
Yeah.
And that's insane point production, but, people don't realize.
I know.
You can't replace these types of guys.
You cannot.
Maybe a guy like G with his production at this point of his career, but if you want elite production, those are the types of guys you have to draft.
Yeah.
You don't just sign those guys and put up 110 points a year.
Right.
Chris Kreider hit the 50 mark.
Amazing.
Huberto just keeps scoring as well. He's right behind McDavid and. I feel like the scoring is up this year.
It's crazy. Austin Matthews. I feel like he scores two goals a night.
Yeah,
he's
got 58. What,
guy's
58 now?
Yeah.
Some insane milestones, but nice to see Johnny just being a local guy.
Yeah.
Reached the 100-point mark. Pretty nice. Pretty respectable feat.
Wow, I know. I saw his dad. He was up in Dunlop's a couple weeks ago and talked to him, and he was just saying he really loves Daryl Sutter.
He does.
This guy's just a straight shoot. Well,
yeah.
It's funny watching his his press conferences every day. I watch him and just laugh. But he said Johnny just loves him because he shoots it straight.
Yeah,
to him.
Exactly. Simple, simple guy. You could turn his interviews on mute and just look at his facial expressions.
Well, it's usually a one word answer. No, team.
But then he's got like all these weird faces he got going on after. It's just comical.
It makes me laugh because Jeff Carter. I remember we went to dinner in L.A. With Richie and Stoll, and it was me and Kimo, I think, and Hartsey, and we went with Richie and Carter and Stoll, Jarrett Stoll, and they were talking about Daryl, you know.
Yeah.
And they were like, sometimes he, just gets his hands going and doesn't say anything, and we're like, what the fuck does this mean? He's doing this, but he's making faces, you know, and they're just like, someone will just jump and go, on the ice, but they just said, it's always word and word answers. You ready? Walk up behind, scary guys all the time. Boosh does a really good Daryl Sutter. But, it's Johnny, amazing year, and he loves Sutter. So it's kind of cool.
So you think that he would leave Calgary then if he loves?
They've got a good team, man. Yeah. I don't know. Is Calgary going to throw a big offer at him? Because he's not is he a free agent this year, baller? He is.
And Kachuk's an RFA.
Oh.
Yeah, oof. Be a tough situation.
Yeah.
Right. That's the truth. Yeah,
but they got a good team, man.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't want to leave an environment where you're appreciated by the fans. If you actually like the coach, you want to go somewhere else. You don't even have a clue.
Right.
But maybe that's just more hypothetical that people think that Johnny's coming to Flyerland just because he's local.
Just because,
But
guess we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. A couple other things around the league. Your boy Ryan Hartman. Well, he sniped.
He did.
You know, how many
29
snipes?
G's. Yeah,
29 G's this
career year.
But he'll be facing some sort of fine, I'm sure, for giving Evander Kane
the
old bird.
He was number one.
Number one,
you just said you're number one.
What's wrong with that?
thing. I don't know. I don't know what was said or what was going on, but he's going to get a little fine for that.
Yeah. A little
smack on the
wrist. He's an emotional little fella.
Yeah, he is. It happens. He can be. Yeah.
And then talking about emotion, our boy Evgeny Malkin the other night.
Ooh.
I know he's been disciplined already, but that was quite the cross-check to
right to the teeth. Well, he doesn't have any.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Poor guy. He's already missed it. Thank goodness he didn't lose them again. That was pretty vicious, man.
That was.
Some stick work there.
Yeah, that reminded me of Shel Samuelson's talks to the D, especially with D that didn't have experience fighting.
Yeah.
You know, he's defending yourself and stuff like that. Yep. He's like, just put the stick in his face. He won't do it again. So he was cross check guys in the face. I'm like, you can't do that anymore, Sammy. You can't cross check people in the mouth.
He used to do it with that Titan he had that weighed 4 pounds.
Put it in their face. They won't come near you. But it was quite the cross check.
Yeah.
4 games. I mean, I guess you gotta make a point. You can't give these guys free passes.
That was pretty blatant cross check to the face.
Be interesting do they cross paths the rest of the season, those two teams? Probably not, but
be interesting.
Somewhere down the line that Malkin might have to answer the bell. Who knows?
Might have to. I don't know if he's afraid. He's got a little crazy in him.
Yeah,
he'll
probably just do it again.
He'll just stick you again. Basically that's what he'll do.
Yeah, and then teams around the league will be looking out for. Obviously, the Panthers, 8-game winning streak here now, and top of the league with Colorado.
They're fun to watch.
Anybody else got your eye, Nest?
Toronto's kind of picked it up, although they lost last night, and Edmonton's kind of winning again. It's all interesting. St. Louis is hot.
Yeah,
Chiefs got them
six in a row
going
too,
the right
I believe,
way
eh?
Again, and I just can't wait to watch this Florida team.
Yeah,
I know it's more obviously now because of G's there, but they are just a scary good team. I'm excited for the playoffs to start.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, I just feel like there's a lot more momentum with some of these teams. Maybe it's just the G thing, but a couple of these other teams really seem special.
Yeah.
Should be interesting to get going in the playoffs and see how they can continue their momentum and
Tampa,
keep winning games.
Tampa's had a hard time lately. Our boy Moose got a shutout the other night, but they lost last night 1-0. They haven't been playing real well. I don't know if they're tired, but think about all the hockey they've played in the last 2 years. I mean, I would think Moose would get more games down the stretch. Just let Vasilevskiy
rest. Yeah, let him rest.
They lose 1-0 last night. You're not putting that on the goalie, but just maybe the guy needs a little rest.
Might be a wise play. Generally, that does happen towards the end of the season.
Usually,
they're obviously locked up, and Tampa's not locked up, are they?
No.
Yeah. No, no. But either way, they will be. And you still got to rest your go-to guys. I mean, it's usually the last five games of the season, so they probably still have 9-10 games left. But we will see. All right, Nast, NHL award predictions.
Yes.
Who do you got for the Norris?
The Norris. Oof. It's either Makar or Josi. I'll go with Josi.
Yeah,
that's what I'm after going watching him play. And Makar is sick. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, this guy's unreal. Like, Colorado's not. I don't think they're the team they are without him. Obviously,
I agree.
Like, he's amazing. But this Josi, man, Roman Josi, we saw him play a few weeks ago.
Yeah, insane. Yeah,
guys. Just such a good player. He's got 100 points.
Yeah. I mean, he might crack the 100.
I don't know how he doesn't win it. And I hear the argument on Makar too.
Oh yeah, 100%.
He's a great player, but
I think it's got to be Josi.
Yeah.
Just based on, again, if he cracks 100, then it's a guarantee.
Because yes,
when's the last time a defenseman has done that? All right, who do you got for the Hart Trophy?
For the Hart, man, there's a lot of names: Huberto, Matthews, McDavid, Draisaitl.
Yeah.
I would take any of them, probably wouldn't argue, but I'm going to go with Huberto.
Yeah.
Because the guy's just a point machine, man. And you know, they're one of the top teams in the league, obviously. So I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah. There you go. It's a good pick. I'm going McJesus.
Not a bad pick. He's not bad.
And only because he's just a highlight reel machine and obviously leading the league in points. But
it's hard to argue, I guess, either way.
Yeah, but certainly 4, 5, 6 guys there, it could be easily winning that one.
Yeah, we missed probably other names that could be right there in the voting. So it's going to be hard coming up with three nominees because the ones you leave out, right?
Yeah, I know. It's so true. How about Calder?
Calder, I'm going to go with Jeannot in Nashville after watching him play. Leads the league in fights.
Yeah,
like 30 goals.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you talk about, I don't know the guy, but I'm thinking old school hockey player here.
Making
an
impact. No
big
question.
Time impact on that team.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Trevor Zegras, Anaheim.
Yeah.
And only because he's made the highlight reels with his Michigan or
yes.
version of Michigan how many times this year. Ultra skill guy. God, you don't see that
so
type
good.
Of skill. I guess you're seeing that type of skill more and more with these younger guys, but to be pulling that off that many times
in the NHL,
in your rookie season,
probably anywhere actually.
Anywhere.
I mean, if you pull that play off, but yeah, you're right. Like, can't go wrong there.
That's my pick, anyways.
Yep.
And then Vezina, I think it's probably a tap in.
I think it's a tap in for Shesterkin. I don't think it's a question. I think it's him.
I'm right there with you.
Are you?
Seems like a tap-in.
Yeah, I mean, Joey Hedgehog Rivera won it in the men's league.
He did
win the Vezina. So.
And he paid a price for that.
He did pay a price, but congrats to him on that.
Yeah, torn groins and in the hospital.
Oh, jeez, poor guy.
Wish him the best.
Yep.
All right, Nas, before we wrap up episode 70, want to mention a giveaway we're doing on TikTok.
Yes.
This beautiful Tovey entourage.
Yes.
It's a thing of beauty.
It is light, it's balanced, and the puck snaps right off that blade,
as
you've shown week after week.
It does. This thing is a piece of magic.
It is.
In the making. So check us out on TikTok. There'll be details in TikTok for the giveaway for your own Tovey entourage. Snipe with the best.
Snipe. And don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. And give us 5-star ratings on Apple and Spotify.
This episode was presented to you by our friends at Curaleaf, curaleaf.com, medical marijuana dispensary. Friendly, knowledgeable staff, all your medical marijuana needs, curaleaf.com. And that's a wrap, Nast. Episode 70 in the books, Nast.
Yes.
That's a wrap.
70.
Be sure to tune in next week for episode 71. Until then, stay safe, knuckleheads.
See you, knuckleheads.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.